Parag Gimel Boyas Seif Nun Shil Alta Besuda Gadoila. What is considered straight away before you eat when you've got a big meal? Hamechin Suda Gadoila. Kutzach Livros Sakum Veliklof Yerakot Ukiyus Bezah. Velachonos Eilu Nachutz Man Rav. Yesh Ma Poskim Shahuyu Shemot El Atzkel Bachonos Eilu Filu Zman Rav Kudim Asuda Keshe Hatznit Shachloi. Rei Ara. The person's got a big meal, a big Suda from Sheva Brachos, something like that, Yeshiva. How long are they able to prepare before? So the pashas we take on, that's the normal thing most poskim say, that you're allowed to do it as long as it takes you to go and prepare. If it takes you 3 hours to prepare the meal, then you're allowed to prepare 3 hours before. If you've got shavuot brachos, you can't do it within 5 minutes, you can't do it within half an hour before, you're allowed to do it even a long time before. The footnote brings down that there was a story with the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said that yeshiva is not allowed to go and prepare a long time before, only half an hour. So first of all, this half an hour comes from the Chazon Ish. You do have the people say you're allowed to prepare half an hour before you eat. This half an hour comes from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says you're only allowed to prepare half an hour before. The Chazon Ish said it even in a place where you've got a yeshiva. But the Chazon Ish is speaking about when you got a yeshiva, because the Chazon Ish holds that yeshiva is not considered one big mishpacha. It's considered hundreds of individuals. He says each individual you can prepare for him within 5 minutes. So you're not allowed to prepare for him for 3 hours before. But if the Chazon Ish may be moida, if you got sheva brachos, everybody's eating together, it's considered one mishpacha, could be the Chazon Ish would also be moida, that you got as long as it takes to prepare for the whole sheva brachos. A kopon, the minig is not as big as the Chazon Ish, not like the Chazon Ish. Normally we take on, pashtus says we take on that you can do it as long as it takes to prepare. According to the Chazon Ish, you have to know exactly when he said it, when he didn't say it. Seif Nun Aleph. Reyes Kamut Mubal Tzorech HaSuda. If you want to prepare a big amount before the meal. Tasher Boyuel Tzorech HaSuda Asmucha. Ein Tzorech Letzamtzim. Ulochin Shim Meduyak. אלו השוי לא הכין בעין, יופו, אף פועס משום מנסתם אישו החלק מהמאכל לסוד הבא. אמנם עושה לא הכין בכוונה כמות גדולה שתספיק לא גם לצורך סוד הבא. A person prepares, let's say, he's preparing eggs. He's preparing, he doesn't know, he's got five people here, he doesn't know exactly how many eggs they're going to eat. He can prepare six, seven eggs, and people will eat, even though he knows that maybe they'll be left over. It's very, could be even quite regular, there should be left over a lot. But since he's doing it in a way that's spare, in order that should be able to use today, not for tomorrow, he wants to be a lot here by the meal. Anybody wants can eat. Then it's considered he's doing everything for this meal. But he shouldn't prepare the kavanah on purpose for tomorrow or for later on. He's allowed to prepare for now in a big amount. He's not allowed to prepare for something the kavanah for intention to leave over for later on. Nun beis breya kasha yesh sofik matay yagiyu achim. Misha mesupak matay yagiyu bnei habayis orochim lesoda near the rashoi libro somach l'shah hamukdis she'efshu tzatchu ba asuda. It says like this. If the person's got sofik, what time the guests are going to come? What time are they going to start eating? The Orech HaShabbos is allowed to prepare before, enough time before, that the certain amount of time means the first time she thinks he may come, he allows to prepare before that time. You don't have to wait till he's certainly going to come. Enough time that he may come is already allowed to prepare for that time. Let's say the father's coming back from davening, he's not sure, he finishes davening 10 o'clock, and he's not sure what time he's going to start eating. Are you going to eat 10:30, or are you going to eat 10:45, what time the guests are going to eat? The family is allowed to start at 10 o'clock to prepare. Because maybe they'll start 10:30. Enough that the maybe will start at such a time allows to go and prepare for the meal. Why? Because it's all part of the preparation for the time of the meal. The meal doesn't have to be prepared the minute before. Preparation is the time which we'll normally sit down and eat. Maybe sit down and eat is also part of the preparation and it's allowed to be done before this time which maybe they will sit down and eat. Yom Yodzayin Kislev, Perek Gimel Boya, Seif Nun Gimel, Breya Sforim, and the Breya with Sforim. ורק ספורי מתוך תלובת לצורך הלימוד שעימד להתחיל בוי. היי זה נחשב כברי בסומך לשימוש, אף אם עושית לעיין בספורים אין רק בסייף הסדר. סדר לימוד. The person wants to go do bury with Sforim. If he's going to sit down and learn, even he's going to have a sefer from 5 hours, and he may only use this sefer, and even if he's sitting, he's only going to use this sefer at the end of the seder. He's allowed to go and do bury for the end of the seder. Like a person is allowed to do bury before the meal, even half an hour before the meal for the compote, even if the compote is going to be served within 3 hours later on. Since it's one suda, he's allowed to prepare before the suda. Everything, the amount of time he's preparing before the suda, he's allowed to prepare even for the end of the suda. So the same thing is with Sforim. If he's sitting down and learning now, a seder, one seder is 5 hours, he's allowed to prepare before he starts learning. All his Sforim he needs for all these 5 hours, even though if he's only going to use the sefer 4 hours and 50 minutes. No difference. He's preparing before he starts the seder. לכן מותר לברי חומש קודם תפילה שחרס, אף שלא ישתמש בו, אלא בזמן קריאת התורה. ראה לאל, סיף חוף ג' שמעשמיים עודנים באורם, הם ניקור זה מזה, אין בו תרוב, אין זו תרוב סקלאו. Says like this, a person wants to go and do bury with the sefer, he's allowed to go and prepare his chumash before the davening, even though it's going to be an hour and a half till he gets to the Kriyas HaTorah. There's no difference, because the whole davening is considered one part, he's allowed to prepare everything, even if he needs for the end of the davening. If he needs it for the Kriyas HaTorah, or he needs for the end from the davening, he's allowed to prepare now for everything. He says in the brackets, but you should know, with Sforim, they don't have a problem from Boya if the Sforim are inside the shelf. Because on the shelf, the person is able to see every sefer separate, and there's no problem if one sees every sefer separate from Boya. The Boya from Sforim is only when it's mixed up. When it's on the tables, then it could be a problem from Boya. So if non valid, a Boya I'm not listening lacha. The person wants to Boya in order to give it to somebody else. Boya pre mitach taruvas amanot lesitoi lekatzede ladeach loyreach ayotze es habayis yesh osu b'zeh im yedeach apri loyach laalta yesh etiuzos. A person's got a guest and he wants to give him tzede ladeach before he goes out. He wants to give him something. He knows that this person is only going to eat it in another 2 hours. He wants to give it to him now before he goes out. That for him it is the last time he's able to give it to him. But the fellow is going to use it, he's only going to use it in a long time. Is it considered l'alta for himself? So Shlom Zalman wants to say that it's considered l'alta. Why? Because he's finishing what he's got to do. He's got a mitzvah now to give him the Seder L'Derech. He's doing it straight before his mitzvah is finished. So now it's la'alta for his mitzvah. Others want to say no. We don't consider his mitzvah part of the before the meal. Before he's using it as a separate to the before he's going out. One joins together the time from going out with the time from it'll take him to eat. So he's going to eat this food, let's say. That amount of time is all one amount, according to the other ones. According to Shlom Zalman, we say his part is the giving to him. So straight away, before he's going to, he's finishing his time, he can give it to him. The others say, no, we don't, till the time is till he's going to eat it, and if so, it's going to be a long time before till he's going to eat it. A person's got a shochen who needs a trufa. He needs a medicine. And he knows he's only going to use the medicine in 2 hours' time. But he goes to the neighbor and asks him for the medicine. Now the neighbor is going to go and do boya 2 hours before he needs it. So according to Shlom Zalman, he's allowed to do that. Why? Because now I'm finishing my part of it. My part is to give it to him. Mimela, I'm doing this part straight away before he needs it. Straight away before I can finish my part of it. According to the others, we say no. That is, we consider the time, which is till the other fellow needs it, is part of your time. It's considered one part together, and therefore it's considered achazman, according to others.